The point. Hey, hello, it's Mike Robin. Welcome to The Point, where all parts of pop culture come together. He's that guy you recognize from The Shield, Sons of Anarchy, Django Unchained, and of course, Justified. Walton Goggins talks about his character on the FX series and what lies ahead there. Plus, Veronica Mars headed to the big screen. It's going to happen. And Sight plays Choose Your Own Adventure. Let's get to The Point.
This is The Point. The Point Radio. Get The Point Radio.
He's that guy, the one from The Shield, Sons of Anarchy, even Django Unchained, and of course, Justified. Actor Walton Goggins has made a career of making himself recognized and known in a number of television and movie roles. More so right now with the award-winning FX series Justified, where his character Boyd has undergone a certain change in faith. A faith that began as a religious thing and has now changed to a more personal level. How'd that transformation take place? Walton explains what that means.
What a deep, thoughtful question. I really, really appreciate the time that you put in to ask that in that way. What is God? I think, you know, that's first and foremost, and that would be kind of the question that I ask myself, you know, as Boyd Crowder and kind of, you know, where he's come from the end of season one with having his faith shattered that way. And I agree with you. I think he's jettisoned really kind of all of those religious kind of theological kind of institutive ways of thinking. And what he has found is love. And he's found that in Ava Crowder. And it's given him a real purpose, you know, to live. And I think that, you know, the same thing applies to Joelle and the way that she approaches Ava. You know, in answering that question, the thing that I will be asking myself as the series goes forward and hopefully we'll get picked up and have the time to really play this out. But I think that love is the great redeemer, and I've said that, you know, in interviews over the course of my experience on this show. But then I'll take it one step further, and I'll say, well, then what is love, you know, and is love God, and that's, you know, that's really interesting. I don't know the answer to that. Well, from Boyd's perspective, I don't know that he knows the answer to that question, but. It will reveal itself, I would imagine, as the series goes, you know, goes forward. For the two of them, you know, they're engaged and they're publicly kind of declaring their love for one another. I hope for their own sake they get to consummate that in a way that is official. You know, we'll see. Desperate people do desperate things, and sometimes you know, public declarations are unrequited for a reason, you know. But I think you're going to see their love grow even deeper. And I'll kind of leave it at that.
The relationship between Tim's character and Walton's on the show has, well, traveled a long and strange road, and one that in this season looks like it's headed for a bad end.
You know, I'm going after it's Boyd's version of a bullet, isn't it? You know, when you think about it, I'm going after Raylan Givens to save my own hide, and more importantly, the love of Boyd's life's hide. And you know, you'll see kind of what happens in that moment. There's a scene that was the last scene that I shot of the season coming up in the finale. And it was a difficult scene to really get right. I think it speaks so much to where these men are in their lives, how they feel about one another, yet how deep they really understand each other, and they ask questions and offer opinions that are very painful to listen to, but are the truth. And Raylan does that to Boyd, and Boyd does that to, you to Raylan. And it's one of the hardest scenes to film, I think, for both Tim and I, certainly for me. But I think when it's all said and done, it'll be one of the most gratifying.
A lot of critics feel that characters like these can't be written. They need to be created. So I ask Walton how much input he had in making Boyd real.
Well, none of it was really scripted in this way. It was a conversation that really kind of started when we were talking about, kind of collaborating together. And just the pilot itself was no real commitment beyond just the pilot. So Graham and I and Tim and I had a lot of conversations about Boyd and about this relationship. And I've said this many times, but it was very important to me early on not to go down the stereotypical bad guy, criminal, Southern path. I've done that in my life, and I didn't want to do that in this instance. And that's not my experience, kind of growing up in the South. So I was interested in and really understanding where it is that he comes from and why he talks the way that he does. And I wanted to make him a lover of words. And someone that is self-taught. So I think I had a lot to do with Boyd Crowder, and we often talk about it. There's the show, and we all feel protective about the show. And Tim really owns Raylan with Elmore, and Graham has given me the authority to really own Boyd. And there's something so magical about that when it's not coming from ego, but it's coming from a love of this story and protecting the story. And we don't always get it right, we don't always get it right. But what we do always get right is our effort, and we're trying really, really hard. And Graham and Michael Denner, our executive producer, and all of the writers in the room are so protective of Elmore, and they feel ownership over the material and what we're trying to do every week. So it's a real, symbiotic kind of fluid relationship that we all have, and we all have each other's back, and it's nice to be a part of that. I didn't know that would happen again after The Shield. I really thought that you get one shot. To have this kind of experience in television, and here I've had two and one back to back, and I'm very grateful for it.
There's more coming up with Walton Goggins. We'll talk The Shield and of course Sons of Anarchy 2. In the meantime, new episodes of Justified every week on the FX Network, and you can always see more at fxnetworks.com. Are you ready for the very latest in pop culture? This proves there's nothing that can't surprise you, at least in a world of television these days. Remember Veronica Mars? Well, it's headed back as a movie. All right, well, you probably heard that before. There were rumors after the series was canceled about 6 years ago about a movie that was going to take place. That fell through. Even a comic series that was planned as well didn't work out. Now, Veronica has been funded to a record $2 million on Kickstarter. That's just in the first day, by the way, and the money keeps coming in. The whole thing was put together by the creator of this series, Rob Thomas, and series star Kristen Bell. Warner Brothers says that if the money is reached, they'll go into production. That looks like a done deal now. But the film's set to go before the cameras in the summer and be in theaters in early 2014. AMC Networks has debuted, it's a new video-on-demand service with a little bit of a twist. There's a special part of the screen that allows you to access bonus content tied to any film you're watching and display it on the screen while the film's playing. It doesn't obscure anything, and for a lot of folks, it adds things, like quizzes and background information, extra interviews, and so on. You can check out what it's all about right now at yatv.com. USA Network Psych is headed toward 100 episodes. That'll take place pretty much at the end of the month. And there's now a special deal to allow fans to determine the ending to that episode with a live interactive event that'll take place over the next few weeks with a countdown calendar, custom polls, trivia, and a lot more. And again, it'll allow you to choose the ending to the 100th episode. To get more information, again, the best place to do that is to check out usanetwork.com. Over the past couple of years, DC has earmarked the month of September as a month of change for them. Well, they kicked off the new 52 a couple of years ago. Did the Zero issues last year. Now there are some rumors, not necessarily confirmed yet, that a major change may be coming for this September. That would be the cancellation of some 16 titles that DC would consider to be poor performing and replace those 16 titles with four weekly books. Those books would involve the families of Superman, Batman, the Justice League, and Green Lantern, with obviously a bunch of rotating creative teams to keep up the weekly schedule. Again, no word on this, and certainly no word on what constitutes a poor performing title and who may be on that list. More details more than likely between now and, of course, Comic-Con.
The Point Radio.
Sales down just a touch for graphic novels in comic stores in February when compared to last year. When you rock it up against February 2012, sales were down about 1.5% in February. And, of course, down considerably when you compare it to how well everything did in January of this year. All that being said, well, there's an interesting list here, including a very few Walking Dead titles for the first time in a long time. The 10 best-selling graphic novels in comic stores in February begin at number 10 with Adventure Time, number 1 from Boom. At number 9, the Batgirl trade paperback, volume 1 from DC. At number 8, Star Trek Next Generation, the Doctor Who Assimilation trade paperback collection, volume 2. At number 7, the second Catwoman trade paperback, Dollhouse from DC. At number 6, Batman the Black Mirror trade paperback. At number 5, the Saga trade, the first volume from Image. At number 4, and still hanging on, Walking Dead, Days Gone By, the first trade paperback volume there. At number 3, Adventure Time, the second trade paperback in that series from Boom. Second best-selling graphic novel of the month, the Batman hardcover Night of the Owls from the New 52. And at number 1, from Top Shelf, Alan Moore, Kevin O'Neill's Nemo, Heart of Ice, the hardcover best-selling graphic novel in stores for February.
The Point.
That's it for the podcast. We're back in a few days at all the right places. Great websites like ComicMix.com and MichaelDavisWorld.com. And in the iTunes podcast directory, where we get a little thrill every time you subscribe. And, of course, pop culture continues 24-7 at Get the Point Radio. Listen online for free anytime you want to, or take us along on your iPhone or your iPad with our free app in the App Store. Just check it out under Pop Culture and The Point. If you've got a Droid or a BlackBerry, take us along with the free app TuneIn Radio, too. Keep in touch on social media, Facebook and Twitter. We're easy to find under The Point Radio. And you'll find us right back here in a few days.
Get The Point Radio.